You're listening to Wisdom of the Ancients, where ancient wisdom is remembered. Hello and welcome, shining light, sacred souls, beautiful, beautiful people. Thank you so much, everyone, for being here. I'm your host, Ian Shelley. It's really amazing being in the collective energy, being in the collective frequency and vibration that everyone who's part of this community brings, whether you're listening live right now or you couldn't make it and you're listening a little later. I just want to say thank you so much, everyone, for being here. The wisdom of the ancients really is about ancient wisdom. It's about that wisdom which used to be remembered. It's not necessarily from our own planet or our own realm, but it could be from all realms, all galaxies. And right now, we ask that the ancient ones be with us. We ask that the beautiful, divine, beloved beings of love, light, power, and service be with us today to support us, to open our hearts, so that whatever message each and every one of us is meant to hear, we will hear. And the theme for this overall series is the sacred human answering the call. So much is going on, but there's so much resonance that we're all collectively feeling and we can hear the knocking. So we ask that those of you who feel the resonance and you hear the message, let's all of us just step up and answer the call to be the sacred human who we truly, truly are. And we have a wonderful show planned for you today. We have a beautiful, beautiful guest, someone who's been on the show before, and I know many of you are looking forward to hearing her again. So let me introduce her to you. Susan Taylor Shire is a highly established author, a medium, medical intuitive, spiritual counselor, and founder of Soul Mastery. Using 25 years of Akashic record and soul level training, she teaches how to access the magnificence of your soul gifts, your strengths, and purpose. Susan also provides in-depth intuitive counseling for individuals, families, and children who want profound transformation. So it gives me great pleasure to welcome Susan to the show. Welcome.
Thank you so much, Ian. Thrilled to be here. And to all of you today, oh my gosh, thank you for the collective that we are creating, the unified field that we are all a part of, which is so, so lit up right now and wanting to come forward. And I just appreciate everyone so much because we're in this together. Thank goodness.
We're in it. Absolutely. Everyone, today Susan's going to be talking about awaken your unique spiritual essence, harnessing your true spiritual power. So one of the things that we'll be hearing about is how to accelerate our intuitive capacity for connection and embracing our celestial heritage, the gift to the world that you are. Yes, shining soul, beautiful, beautiful gift you are. Susan's going to be taking live questions, so make sure if you would like to ask Susan a question, dial in by pressing *2 on your phone. So *2 on your phone, or put your question in the webinar box. That's the question box on the webinar page. And of course, you can ask anything, but we are talking about accessing your soul gift. So if you are so inclined, or maybe you're not sure what to ask, here's a great question for you. What is keeping me from accessing my soul gifts and my intuitive connection and abilities at this time? If you're curious about that, let me say that again. What is keeping me from accessing my soul gifts and my intuitive connection and abilities at this time? This is a wonderful, wonderful opportunity to get Susan on the phone or ask her that question, and she can tune in and give you some guidance there. Plus, there will be 2 guided journey meditations. So, Susan, why don't you tell everyone about the meditations that you're going to take everyone through?
Oh, okay. We are unveiling the mysteries. Yay.
The mysteries.
The ancient mysteries coming to light. Well, they are, how to describe them? This is so fun. So what we're doing as it relates to your soul and your intuitive connection is putting them together. We're going to do one guided journey more towards the beginning and one towards the end, and they go together so that you can truly feel your soul and its essence, its calling, its purpose, and feel the support for that very viscerally. I'm into experiential, visceral, feeling it in the body, knowing it for yourself kind of connection so that you can connect with your, what I call your guidance collective, which is universal and beyond in nature. so that you can feel that universal power. So we're going to be doing that in two steps.
Beautiful, beautiful. So this is going to be an experiential time together.
Yes.
Wonderful, wonderful. We love that. We love that. So there's going to be questions. There's going to be conversation. There's going to be experiences. And a great time, a joyful time that we'll have today. Everyone.
Yes.
So beautiful. All right. Lovely. Well, let's go ahead. And I wanted to find a couple of things out before we get started. You know, we're talking about unique spiritual essence and harnessing our true spiritual power. And it's something that I know that it's hard to necessarily identify or do it alone. And I know you speak about the guidance collective. So could you explain the collective to us, the guidance collective?
Yes, happy to. I speak about the guidance collective because I have found that there are billions of aspects, not only of us, but of the universe that is with us in that unity and oneness. And I find that we often will get caught in, people will ask me, who are my guides? Like they have two or three guides and that's it. Or we will connect with the archangels or some of the masters and teachers and feel that that's enough for us. But there's so much more. And when we think about, for instance, these eclipses that we keep having monthly, it seems, and huge portals opening of energy, what's coming through is more and more of what I call the guidance for our lives, and it's all very interconnected. I work with the Akashic Records. I have a team I call the Beloveds that are specific to the vibration of divine love. I know all the archangels, the, you know, Jesus, Melchizedek, all of them. They all work together in a universal worldwide web. So when you know that you've got all these beings working with you, it's best to just call them the guidance collective. You don't need to know who they are. You just need to know, wow, there's that many working on my behalf? That is a force to field and embody.
Right, and it's also possibly a little bit of a paradigm shift, maybe for some, maybe not for others. But I know that myself and others, we are maybe connected to, as you mentioned, a few guides that we think we're connected to. And possibly we're, sounds as if we're maybe oblivious or ignoring the rest of the collective. How do we switch gears from, you know, working with our known guides, and well, if we know our guides, and sometimes it's more difficult than other times to connect. And I know a lot of the people in the community are asking that question: how do I connect with my guides? Maybe that's another question for a little bit later on. But how do we switch those gears from working on a maybe even a myopic level, just looking at the guides that we think we connected with, to all the collective?
Okay, great. Well, part of our two guided meditations today will help us with that very experientially. And I would say to start with, it's taking it out of looking for a name or a something that our brain can hold on to see as guidance. Because it really is, at the level of spirit, an essence. So imagine, for instance, well, that's part one. Part two is being able to have that with you right here and now. So let's have everyone imagine the Aurora Borealis, the Milky Way, the Big Dipper, something you've seen in the sky that you feel has a collective energy to it. And stars are a great example of that. So as you imagine, put your attention on that. Some people say, oh, I don't visualize. But you can creatively imagine anything you wish to. If you've ever seen it in a book at school, you saw stars. And it's like, oh, maybe you saw them when you got hit by a baseball bat. You saw stars. but you've seen this multitude of starriness. Now I want you to put your attention on that. Now we're going into a third exercise. We're going to put your attention on that. And instead of putting your attention on praying to Archangel Michael or Melchizedek, and I'm not singling them out for any particular reason, instead of going, I want you to help me, as though you're two beings or two human-like perceptions, imagine the stars in the night sky and breathe them down into your heart and abdomen and feel that that whole universe of stars is living in you. Or you can feel it all around you here at this level of existence. Imagine, it's sort of like a Harry Potter movie, having a cloak of stars all around you. A cloak of stars, a presence of those stars in your heart, in your abdomen, what's ever real for you. And feel as though they're little fireflies. I was in New York, upstate New York recently, and saw fireflies for the first time in eons. Oh my gosh, they're just little lights that go on and off and on and off. Feel that sparkle all around you and in you if you choose. And imagine that each of those stars is connected to many beings. And feel how different you feel already, allowing that to come in, versus just saying, Archangel Michael, could you help me? And that's a good starting point, to know it's here with you.
Yeah.
It's like a collective of imaginary friends. And that is such a key, this feeling that you are an us in the world. Any of us who have had love at any level, partnership, child, pet, stuffed animal, when you were littler, you loved being a we or an us. It just makes your heart melt and expand. And this intimate relationship of us is very sacred, personal. And as you bring those stars around you, imagine that your guidance collective coming in with you on the wavelength of those stars. Riding those stars, maybe, like ponies. Feel how it drops you into a whole new way of being in the world. And that's what we want our guidance collective for, to assist us to be in the world in a whole new way, right? We all want to be different than we are. Yeah.
When you first said, feeling into the essence, I could notice a tangible energy shift. And I'm not sure if that was just in myself, but if it was in myself, it was in others by nature of the collective, right? One person shifts, we all shift. and then hundreds and hundreds of people shifting on the call now as well. Man, I could really, really notice a tangible transformation when you mentioned essence. It was as if the remembering, the memory came back. So, right? You know, stop looking.
Beautifully
for
said,
the,
yeah.
You said, stop looking for the name and feel into the essence. Yeah, it was literally
and
as if the memory came back.
Yes, I love what you're saying, because our essence, I often call it our soul, our essence, it's so tricky to put words to it, is how we connect to this, the beingness, the essence in the universe. Each aspect and the collective is through essence. So being in that essence space is what is the key to connecting with all of that that is already with us. We just haven't had it available to our humanness. Yeah.
Right, right. So now that you've taken us through a mini process to really feel the reality of that connection again, once we do have that connection, can you speak a little bit, Susan, around having that connection and how having and keeping that connection alive helps us in our daily lives?
Oh, yes. It makes for everything to be good again. Because it really is the essence. We all want connection. Why? Because we want to feel all those qualities of spirit that our beloved universe and galaxy are holding for us. We talk about money, abundance, love, intimacy, vulnerability, peace, bliss, all of that is being held out in our universes, the universe of each one of us. When we connect to that, that's what I call true nature of manifestation. When you have that in your heart, in your body, then the feeling is you live from that place. That's how we learn how to not just go out to bliss, but we bring it back in and go, oh, here it is. The star we're calling bliss is coming in, and then you get to live from bliss. It's how the law works. What you hold inside radiates to the whole world, and what you hold inside is reflected in your world. So when you hold those qualities inside, you get to live from bliss, and that's where the bliss first started, was in those, in that collective. And I call it a guidance collective because it's guiding you into bliss. It's supportive, it's beautiful, it's, you know, it's not just something out there. It's a collective unifying field that we're being that is trying to pour into us all the time when we receive it.
Mm-hmm. Beautiful, beautiful. One thing that we shared with everyone before the show was that you're going to help us accelerate our intuitive capacity for connection. So when you say that, Susan, are you saying that the more intuitive we are, the deeper our connection will become?
I do find that they go together sort of hand in glove. When we talk about intuition, and I know there's a lot of concepts about that, and you spoke about essence, and it really is an essence thing once we get out of, if I'm intuitive, I'll hear my guides, and they'll be talking to me, and they'll be telling me this, and they'll be telling me that, and answering all my questions. That's a very mental approach to intuition, which really sort of cuts us off from this beautiful bounty of essence, star, nature of connection. But our intuition is really from the, starts in the heart. Our heart is our barometer to the feeling sensation of what allows us to expand and what creates constriction. And intuition of the heart is that sensation of, I can feel something larger than me that is guiding my life. Learning how to open to that is what I do. We'll do a little of that today, and the special offer package is all about that as well. Learning how to access that capacity in us again, that again is more of an essence sensation than a specific mental tool. And I hope I answered the question.
You did.
But ask more about that if I only answered it partially.
Okay. So when we are in a place, let's say we are really learning how to embody the vibrations of love, peace, and we really drop into our hearts. Maybe in a more direct way, once we're in once we're in that place, then do you find that we're able to connect more directly and deeply with the collective?
Yes, absolutely. So that's the first step, is being in the heart. And when we do our next exercise, which feels like it's coming upon us soon, when you're in the heart, it's an opening space, but it's what you're connecting to from the heart that matters. And the capacity to feel safe to be in what I call your expanded nature. Your expanded nature, because we all know that all of us that are on the call have some intuition. And it's about learning how does my intuition work? Am I in an expanded space to the right of my head? Am I on the expanded space in the clouds above? Do I have a sense that I'm moving deep inside me more thoroughly, and that gives me access to my intuitive knowledge, my universal dimensionality? What is it for each of us that allows us to connect to the larger? So, for instance, we just did that exercise about connecting to the a starry sky. How you did that was more a sensation of expanding into that night sky, right? You didn't say, okay, I'm going to connect to the stars. There they are. Bong. Here it is.
Right.
But, wow, I am one with that largeness of sensation, of expansion of self in those stars, and then you bring that in, and it's like, okay. Then you get more of a feeling that all the ways that we do intuition, whether it's through visuals, words, hearing, taste, touch, smell, all of that becomes more heightened. And then you can be more aware of how things want to come in on a daily basis.
Mm-hmm. Okay, beautiful. Thank you.
Yeah.
The other thing that we wanted to talk about today, Susan, was the celestial, our celestial heritage. And I know that, I know that in this whole collective, there are myriads and myriads of beings who are our soul family. Or our star family, maybe. That's a better way of putting it, our star family. How do we connect with them and really embrace our celestial heritage?
Excellent. I'm so glad you said that, because that is our ancient essence nature. The work that I do, Soul Mastery, this is what I've been doing for 25 years, is helping people to connect to their celestial heritage, their home world, their celestial heritage, yes, star family, and also I do call it soul family, because some people are from places like parallel existences that they're existing in right now, which is different than timelines. Mm-hmm. But when I talk to people, they're like, yeah, I know what you mean. I feel like I'm in another dimension often. And it is a part of you, so it's more of a soul dimension than just a star dimension. But both words work fantastically. So when you have an understanding of the world or worlds that you have spent time in a very concentrated way, developing your blueprint for your soul and its essence and your contribution, particularly for coming to planet Earth, you have more of a sense of all that you're connected to very intimately in those soul families. So there's a sense that there's all these beings that are on the exact same wavelength, if you have a unique soul essence that you're bringing forward, but the same wavelength as you, because they've lived in this world with these worlds with you before coming to planet Earth, where you spent a lot more time than you have coming to planet Earth. And that's why there's more and more what I call soul recognition. You know, we talk about soulmates, but we have lots of them, the people that we have spent all this beautiful, beautiful time with in our celestial worlds together, that we feel a connection with. And that is a very unifying field right there. So when I do a session with a person, which, again, is part of the special offer, I let you know what your home world is, what it's about for you, what those strengths and gifts and purposes are, and your soul challenges. What's keeping you from being able to access those gifts and that celestial heritage, which also gives you a greater sense of connection to the essences of those, that heritage. It's so fabulous and wonderful to have that experience. And again, we'll do a little more of that today in our guided journeys.
Beautiful, beautiful. Well, let's do this. Since you mentioned something regarding your session, I wanted to go to the phones just very quickly. We might be just switching this up a little bit and we'll jump around, but if we can go to the phones for a little while and then we'll come back. But I know there's a lot of people who would love to ask you a question. So again, star 2, everyone, to raise your hand if you don't have your hand up and you'd like to ask a question. And you can ask Susan, what is keeping you from accessing your soul gifts and your intuitive connection and abilities at this time? Or you can put your question in the webinar box. So let's go to the phones for a little while. And then
Let me just give one little mention here.
Yeah.
If I can't answer, or I don't choose to answer if someone's what is my home world, I only do that in the session because I don't want to give people information for the sake of information. Because then the mind goes, oh, I'm from so-and-so. How cool is that? In a session, what I do is I will allow them to experience it directly, which is going to be much more real than just giving you a name, like you lived in such and such a place. So that's the only caveat I have, which is we'll have to hold off on answering that particular question. But I love the question you've outlined.
Yeah, okay. Got it. All right. So if you try ask that question, what is my home world, I'm gonna have to cut you off. All right. I'm just kidding.
But yeah, you'll get the buzz.
Okay.
The buzzer.
Hello? Anyone there? Okay. Okay. All right, sweet souls, here we go. The first person is going to be from Tampa Central, Florida, Tampa Central, and it's 6469, and you are live with Susan.
Hi, this is Mary Lee.
Hi, Mary Lee. Welcome.
Thank you so
much. Mary Lee.
Hello. You just recently did a reading for my son, and it has been very profound, the changes I've seen, so thank you.
That's fabulous. Don't we love helping our children? Yep.
Yes, it has been wonderful. But I would love to know the question of what is keeping me from accessing my soul gift.
Okay, great. So for you, Mary Lee, there's an over-involvement in trying to get the world to shape up. Does that make sense to you so far?
Uh-huh. Yeah. Definitely.
So I want to give you something more positive. There's a soul reason for it. If your soul knew unity and oneness before coming here, it's frustrating to see this world so individualized, so, you know, I'm a sovereign individual. And you're like, what? Wait, we're supposed to be unified in everything. And your soul is like, it's not supposed to be that way. And, yes, we are supposed to be sovereign individuals within the collective. So what I want you to do is put more attention on feeling that it's safe for you and it feels really good for you to be your own self and feel that when you are the most that you can be of yourself, it actually connects you to everyone else instead of trying to get everybody else shaped up so that you can feel that sense of oneness, which you miss deeply.
I do, and I have been struggling with how to get there.
I see and I understand
what you're saying. Yeah.
It's just a matter of reuniting with that, and it's quite easy to do. That's why I do these summits and packages and things like that, because it's so easy to do.
Uh-huh.
It's like everyone should have the chance to. So, yep.
Okay.
Beautiful.
Wonderful. Well, thank you.
Yeah.
Okay. Bye now.
Great, Mary Lee.
Blessings. Okay, let's go to Anaheim, California, the last four digits of 3990. 3990, you are live with Susan.
Hi, Ian. Thank you for taking my call.
Yeah, hi.
Hi, Susan. I would like to know, what is that?
Can you tell me your name real quickly? Since you're my neighbor,
yes, my name
I'm in Santa Monica.
Oh, beautiful. My name is Kim. Yes.
Kim, okay.
I would like to know, what is that missing piece that I need to have in order to access my soul gift?
Okay, great. Now, for you, you do know something of your soul gifts already, don't you? More so than you realize.
I have too many. That's my
I
problem.
Know, exactly. You want it all, right?
Yes.
That's a soul gift. That's a soul gift, that sense of it's all good, it's all part of life. I want to explore and experience everything there is to experience. That's a gift. Imagine the whole world feeling that creative. I can't wait to see what I'm going to create next. And you just fill your cup and then move on to the next thing. Fill your cup, move on to the next thing. Rather than thinking you have this one thing that's very human that you're supposed to be doing. It's like, no, you're showing people that we are an entrepreneurial world and we just create, 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 create. Yes?
Yes.
Yeah, that's beautiful. Beautiful. So keep doing that, but let go of the idea that it's not enough because it's not what the human world does.
Okay. Beautiful.
Thank
Wonderful.
You, Kim. All right. Love
Thank
to you.
You.
Thanks for calling in.
Yeah.
Okay. Let's go to Midland, Michigan. MI. I think that's Michigan. Someone's going to school me. 8866.
Yes.
8866.
Yes.
You're live. Hi.
Yes, it is Michigan, and it's Mary.
Hi, Mary.
Thank you.
Mm-hmm.
My question for Susan is pretty much the same as the last caller. I just have been wondering what are my gifts? What is it that I should be working on? I think that I'm in a profession, you might say. I teach yoga and meditation, and it's fulfilling. I always feel like there's something else that I should be doing as well. I don't know what it is.
Okay, great, great, great. So, yes, you're doing very well where you are, and that feeling of there should be more that you're doing is because there's so much. It's a lot like Kim. Yeah, you guys should hook up. not in that way. You know what I mean.
Yeah, I do.
Because there is a feeling for you that there's so much more that life is supposed to hold. Now, it's more a sense of how you do it, the approach you take, than what else can I experience? What else can I experience? What else can I experience? For you, I would want to see you being able to deepen the power source of how you do what you do. Okay? Because right now you do you're very light and light on your feet and beautiful that way, but there's a depth to you that hasn't come forward yet.
Okay.
And that's what you're wanting. I want to feel like I am a powerhouse. Not human power, you know, like I'm Iron Man kind of thing.
Mm-hmm.
I want to feel like I'm a powerhouse in what I do, that the way I do meditation really transforms. Versus right now it feels good to people and people are inspired by you, but you want it to take it to another level where you're transforming people's lives just by your very presence. Do you see what I mean?
Yes, I do. That feels
That's
right.
That's what you're wanting.
What you just
That's
said.
What you're wanting.
Okay.
Yeah. So that would be a matter of helping you get in touch with more of what I call your universal power source, which you have not been fully engaged with and haven't known how to get hold of that, because you don't want to be more powerful
right.
like a human, right? Forget that.
Right.
Yeah. So you want to get hold of your universal power source in a better way. Mm-hmm.
Okay. Well, thank you so much. Yeah. Really appreciate
you. You're
your
welcome. And I'm happy to help you with that anytime. Mm-hmm.
All right.
Thank you.
Thanks very much.
All right. Bye-bye.
You're welcome.
Okay, let's do this. Let's go to the web as well. I love the fact that people are getting such wonderful answers. Thank you so much, Susan. This is beautiful, beautiful service.
You're welcome, and I'm really glad to sort of keep it short and to the point so as many people as possible can open something up for themselves right now.
Mm-hmm. Okay, wonderful. Okay, so this is Gloria from Seward, S-E-W-A-R-D. I think that's in Alaska, but I'm not sure. And she's asking the question that we posed. Can you please tell me what is keeping me from accessing my soul gifts and my intuitive connection and abilities at this time? Gloria.
Okay. Gloria. So this is going to sound a little corny because the song Gloria, you know, G-L-O-R-I-A came up, and that's like, oh, that's just, you probably hear that all the time, Gloria, and I'm so sorry for that part of it. But there's something about the essence of it that is very held back in you, that you're afraid to be that glorious being that you are, that you really could sing that song. You know, I'm Gloria, G-L-O-R-I-A, Gloria. Now, I'm giving my age away here, but it's an old song, and I hope Gloria can Google it. But it relates to the fact that you're afraid to bring.
I know that song, too. I know that song, too.
I'm not crazy, yay. Well, yes, I am crazy, but. So, what's happening for you, Gloria, is this feeling that if I bring that nature of the beloved gift that I am, the treasure chest that I am, it is going to be virtually crucified. You have that challenge within you, that sense that it's from a number of past lives, and it also relates to your challenge coming to planet Earth as well, that you will absolutely be destroyed for bringing that. So you've held back, and it is your true nature to be able to be that glorious Gloria. And so, again, I'm happy to help. I hope that the guided meditations today can help you with that, because it is your beautiful nature, and it's a gift to the world, absolutely. But it's totally been understandable that you haven't felt safe to bring it in to the world as you know it. You have to shift the way you are being in the world, which is part of why we did that exercise of the stars, to shift the whole way you are in the world, creating a whole new reality.
Mm.
So thank you, Gloria, for bringing that forward, because that applies to a few other people, it feels like, on the call.
Invariably it does, yeah. This is Michael from Malacca, M-A-L-A-C-C-A, Malacca. What is keeping me from accessing my soul gifts and my intuitive connection and abilities at this time?
Okay. I'm not going to sing a song for you, Michael. I'm really, really sorry. Oh, you would roll your eyes if I did. I can feel it. Okay. All right, so your soul is very upright. You have a very upright kind of soul. And it's got a lot of integrity to it. And a lot of this is how it is. And you get very frustrated with people who look outside themselves for a source, for God, et cetera, et cetera. You're like, no, we all have it within us. But what has happened for you is you've gotten rigid about it. You've cut people off because the feeling is that it's a little bit my way or the highway. So instead of being rigid about this sense of each one has what they need, stop looking outside yourself, I want you to say, with more compassion, I understand that people have lost their way, and I'm just going to be a guiding light of holding that everything we need, we have within our universal nature and our connection to our collective guidance. We have it all. I'm going to hold that and let other people see what it's like to hold that versus holding it so tightly. Okay? So all the best with that, Michael, because you are very, you could be very, a very, very trustworthy person. People want to trust you really badly, but you're a little afraid to be trusted that deeply.
Mm.
So I'm with you in that.
Mm-hmm. Thank you. All right, let's take one more question here. This is we'll get to this the questions again later, everyone. But for now, this round, this is Sabrina in LA. I don't feel I'm fully expressing myself. Why do I still feel resistance?
Mm. Okay. Hello, another neighbor. Okay. Hello, Sabrina. Okay. You're not giving expression to your heart. You give expression to yourself in many ways through your emotions, through your smarts, through your declarations. But when it comes to giving expression to your heart, that's where the fear comes in, that you don't feel safe to give expression to your heart. And the reason for that is it feels as though your heart has not been connected to what I call your celestial heritage. So there isn't a feeling that you are supported and fed by something larger. The feeling is for you that I don't dare bring my heart forward because it's like I'll be all on my own if I do that. And the fact is it's not true. But it feels like that. So what I want you to do is really take advantage of the first guided journey, guided thing we did, and the next two. And if you want to do a session to get in touch very thoroughly with your celestial heritage, I'm more than happy to give you that because your heart is crying out for that. Or open that door for you, not give it to you. Open that door for you through the package.
Beautiful. Thank you.
Mm-hmm. Thanks, Sabrina.
We'll get to the package quite shortly. And then, everyone, there will be another part two of that meditation coming up. And if you joined the call a little later, then there was a part one in the beginning. So go back and make sure you listen to the part one as well, maybe a little bit later. There'll be a part two. We'll also get back to some more questions. But, Susan, I wanted to talk to you a little bit about abundance and money, really, and prosperity. And a lot of your work does also incorporate manifesting from the level of the soul. And I think that there sometimes is a disconnect between abundance or prosperity and money. And, you know, the way we look at money does shift. You know, it shifts sometimes from day to day that we find ourselves looking at money one way, one day, and the next day we look at it a little differently and we look at abundance in a different way. So I'm going to kind of leave this as an open-ended question for you to maybe share with us from the collective perspective how abundance and money have been disconnected, and maybe there's a different slash better way of looking at things.
Great. Absolutely. Happy to. My Guidance Collective gave me something a number of years ago, and I wrote my second book about it called Bring Your Soul Gifts to Life. So I can't even remember the name of this one. Soul Radiance, Bring Your Soul Gifts to Life. So what we're looking at to shift this whole money abundance thing is, A, yes, you want to get in touch with the abundance field, the universal bank account, for instance. There's a universal bank account. It's there. It's filled with gold coins, everything you could possibly want. But we haven't been connected to it. Now, one of the reasons there's a disconnect is because when we think about money, we're thinking in human terms, and the universe can't help us directly at the human level. what you want to do is when you say you want more money, what is the quality of spirit or experience you want truly when you say you want more money? Do you want greater luxury in your life? Do you don't want to say I want to survive more, because that's very human. I want to feel that I can contribute more. I want to feel freedom. I want to feel more love, to create family, whatever it is. It's an essence that you want to look at. And when you say to the with the universe, you don't pray to them, you're with your guidance collective, and we can do this as part of a guided meditation, that this is the quality of spirit that I truly want to experience and give expression to when I say I want more money, then you're on the wavelength of spirit's field of abundance and its universal bank account. You've got to be with them where they are, so to speak. You've got to be at that level where it can speak and bring you into unity with not just an awareness and consciousness of how it really works.
Want me
to give an example, or does that answer it pretty well?
That does answer it, but I think that we'd all benefit from an example.
Sure. Okay, great. Let's give an example of wanting a new house. Okay, if you want a new house, you have to say what you want that house to be. Yes, you want it to have windows or whatever it is. What will that bring you? What's the quality of spirit you're really looking for? And often it's a sense of home base. But because you don't have a sense of home base in your heart within you yet, because you've disconnected from that universally, the feeling is I have a void around that sense of home, so I'm creating a house to fill in the void, and then spirit can't help you so well because they're working with a void. They're working with a hole in your heart. It says, please give me this house so I can feel home. What you want to do is first start with generating that connection to universal home, the heart of home, the universal heart. Those kinds of components, bring that into your heart through the stars, for instance, and feel that sense of being home again. Again, that's part of your celestial heritage as well. Bring that into your heart, and then the universe can help you to bring forth that essence into a physical reality called the house of your dreams.
Lovely. Thank you. Thank you for sharing.
You're welcome. It works every time. It's amazing.
You know, I think this is so important. And, you know, as a collective, I'm talking about as a community, I'll hold my mic a little closer. I think I put my mic down. As a community, it's so important that we look at things a little differently, less from a perspective of, holding on to, and also more from a perspective of that, of course, money is energy. The abundance is energy, and it's going to flow. It's going to flow to raise all of our consciousness. And in these days, I think it's so important that we as a collective shift our collective thinking around this so that we can raise the collective consciousness on a much, much wider level. I mean, there's much more work to be done here that's bigger than all of us individually, you know, for the sake of what's going on, for the sake of expanding everyone's consciousness and raising everyone's consciousness. You know, these things, for example, around what you're talking about, money, it's really, really important that we do this work and look at things a little differently. So thank you for sharing that with us.
Absolutely. I mean, I think of in the United States, the whole political arena is so fraught with stuff, and everybody wants to reshape everything. We want to reshape our relationship to money, to politics, to systems, all of that. It's not so much about changing the policies and changing, you know, getting rid of the bad people. It's about how we approach all of this, and that is something we can do from the inside out in immense ways. When we shift it on the inside, it reflects on the outside. So our approach to climate needs, to the money systems that are not so effective right now for the whole, to healthcare, all of that, what is our approach on the inside as it relates to what we truly want to experience for ourselves and for the collective, then we can start to generate that and shift the way the world operates, because our operating system is different, like you're saying.
Mm-hmm.
It's fantastic.
Yeah. And harnessing our true spiritual power, which brings me to, I would love for you to share your offer, because it's all about harnessing our true spiritual power. So I'm going to tell everyone how they can follow along visually. So if you are looking to follow along visually, Susan is going to take us through her offer that she has brought to the Wisdom community today. And so if you're on the webinar page, click the orange offer button, the special offer button underneath Susan's beautiful smiling photograph. Look at those beautiful eyes looking at you. I can really tell. Beautiful soul. Thank you. Thank you. So click that button and you'll be taken to a page that will have her photograph as well. So you'll know you're in the right place. If you're not on the webinar page, you'll need to type in WOTAshow.com/Susan and then the number 7. Now, Susan is spelled SUSANN. There's two N's. So WOTAshow, that's WOTAshow.com/Susan, SUSANN, and then the number 7, everything is lowercase. And of course, WOTA stands for Wisdom of the Ancients. So WOTAshow.com/Susan with two N's, the number 7, and you can follow along visually. So Susan, yeah, looking at your offer page right now, if you could tell us what you've brought to the community.
Okay, great. Hello, offer page. I love this offer. So, package A, and then there's package B. Package B has a session with me, a half-hour session with me. We'll go into that in a moment. But package A is recordings of a live event I did just last month, Master Your Intuitive Connection and Harness Your True Spiritual Power. And the two really do go together. In this time right now, most of us are feeling, you know, with the intensity of what's going on, overwhelmed, powerless, a sense of we don't know what to do, what more can happen, et cetera, et cetera. And the only true power source that is going to make a difference is this infinite power source that is our true divine connection. So in this course, it's a 15-day immersion that I do. You will learn lots of ways to get your intuitive connection, your blessed, beloved connection intact, so you feel the infinite power of the confidence of knowing that you have what you need to move forward in life, and that things like anger, overwhelm, etc., don't have to take you down, because you have the true power you're looking for in your life. It's pretty straightforward and simple, but what I have, people had such an amazing, amazing turnaround with this immersion in terms of getting tools that they need to develop their intuitive guidance for themselves, what's unique for them, and to feel that that connection can actually help them in their daily life and feel connected to that soul, sense of soul purpose again. So that was really, really a wonderful part of things. Okay, that's item A, sorry. I'm scrolling down going, oh, yeah, there it is.
There's
and
more.
That's 6.5 hours. Yeah, that's item A, and there's way more. And the next piece is, and you can read all about it, oh, my gosh, because we all want to have that bridge crossed between our gifts and our strengths and our intuitive connection and our sense of that huge world out there that we know we want to have a place in, and I'm talking about the universal world, and our world here. How do those two come together? That's how we create a new earth. Okay, item 2, how to be a conscious channel. Yay! I love that, because I believe, as well as knowing about the intuitive connection, that we all are divine channels. We all are, and this is a way to strengthen that sense of being a conscious channel for yourself, many people on this call are already intuitive. How do I get to the level of being able to live from that place, which is what conscious channeling really is? It's not just being connecting to Abraham. I love Abraham. But it's you being able to feel as though you are that us in your life. You are the we. We are walking through life. There's nothing like feeling like your collective is with you in your life. I find, you know, what I do day in and day out is all day long I'm saying, thank you guys for being with me. You are so fabulous. Thank you so much. You are so amazing. Thank you so much. It just goes on and on and on. It's wonderful.
Mm-hmm.
And that's because I feel like there is a complete us that I am consciously channeling all the time. Item 3, union with the Sacred Heart. As I mentioned earlier, the heart is so important to our connection. It is the key. But the Sacred Heart is even more important because it's not our emotional heart. We get, you know, when we break up with a boyfriend or something of that nature, something hard happens to us, the heart starts to constrict. That's the physical, emotional heart. But the Sacred Heart never shuts down. It is the sanctuary for spirit's wealth coming through. So you want to learn how to open that Sacred Heart and have it available, because then you can feel connected to so much as it relates to love without being afraid that if I'm connected to love, I'll get hurt. I could go on and on and on about that. Okay, item number 4, you are enough. Boost your self-worth to increase your net worth. This goes into that whole field around money and abundance, how your own self-worth really has direct correlation to your net worth. Absolutely. They are inexplicably connected,
uh-huh.
Which I'm very excited to be able to present a workshop there that will help you with that immensely. Item 5, my dessert bar of soul love meditations that I just did recently. I love that title they gave me. So these are all meditations, short guided meditations to ignite different parts of you, the treasure of your soul. I was talking to one woman about that fear of bringing her treasures forward. This will help with that. And riding the cosmic wave of creation, learning how to work in a creative process, which is life. And then also all the different beings that are part of these meditations and receiving divine nectar. So this one's about love, particularly from Kuan Yin. So those are all really beautiful.
The dessert bar of soul love meditations.
I know.
I love
Isn't
it.
Isn't that fun?
I love it.
I know. Mm. I have the most creative guides. I just love
yeah.
it. I'm like, seriously, you guys came up with that title. I love it.
Yeah.
I want that.
Who doesn't want to receive divine nectar? Beautiful.
Yeah, isn't that great?
All right. So that's all included in package A.
Yes. Yes. What's not to love about that?
Yeah, lovely,
and
lovely.
Then, yeah. Okay, then we talk about the value of it, and then we do the private session. Yay. Don't leave home without it. That's a great way to put it. Okay. So it's an ancient Akashic record soul clearing session to assist you not only to connect with your soul gifts and strengths and purposes and your celestial heritage, but clear what we were talking about, release what has been in the way of you being able to get in touch with that very thoroughly and embody it very thoroughly. And we do all of that in a half hour. There's a lot of some information that's very, very helpful, but mostly it's experiential, which I love. To be able to help people with every kind of wound. I've worked with people with MS, chronic fatigue, any immune system disorder, cancer, all those physical things, chronic pain. To clear things at a soul level makes all the difference, because it's never just about your mom and dad and childhood. You know, you've worked a lot around that, and it even goes beyond past lives to our entrance from the other dimensions, the ancient dimensions, coming to planet Earth. The wound of separation has been rampant. So because of that, we all have this wound of separation in our own unique way, and it's really important to understand what yours is, have it released, and get fully engaged with the beauty of the connection that everyone was talking about earlier that they crave to understand and know and live from. So it's the intuitive connection and your celestial heritage all wrapped up in one, all in one package.
And this is the opportunity for people to ask about their soul world, their home world.
Their home world, absolutely. Their celestial heritage, their home world, completely, their gifts, what's keeping things from coming to them in manifestation. Because, you know, we've all been working with manifestation for how long? There are soul-level challenges.
Yeah.
Because manifestation is an energy. And if you have a disconnect to the field of abundance and manifestation, which most people do, then you can't manifest what you dream of because that whole arena is not working with you to assist you. And a lot of people have this whole idea, you know, where's God? If I'm struggling like this, if life is so hard, if I have this chronic condition, where's God in all of this? And that is a question of trust. And we have let go of our absolute knowing that the universe has our back. And in a session like this, what I do is help you to have that absolute knowing that the universe not only has you your back, but is completely there to take care of you in every way, shape, and form. And there's nothing like that.
Mm.
There's nothing like feeling that sense of being at home on Earth, in your own skin, so to speak.
Before you go on, Susan, let me ask you one question.
Yes,
and I know that you've been working with the Akashic Records for a long, long, long time. So because you work with accessing the Akashic Records in this soul clearing session, how is that different from, dare I say, a regular trauma clearing session? How is that different because you access the Akashic Records? What additional information do you have? Is it that you have more information revealed to you so you can go deeper?
And what was the word, a regular trauma what?
You know, so if someone goes to maybe
trauma clearing session.
An energy healer and does some trauma clearing work, but here
Excellent.
You have the benefit of the access to the Akashic Records. Can you maybe explain to people how this is really different?
Oh, I'm so glad you asked that because it is. It's very different. It's much deeper.
Mm.
What we hold in our energy field is often just what's present with us in this lifetime, and sometimes there's past lives to it. When I'm working with the Akashic Records is the record of all knowledge for all souls for all time. So it takes into account your soul and its challenges, again, even before coming here. And the biggest wounds, the biggest challenges, the biggest pieces of our separation happened before we came here. So that's where you want to get, when you're ready, you want to get to that nub of things where that disconnect first occurred in your Akashic Record field. When you shift something in the Akashic Records, you shift it for all time, and it ripples through all your past lives. It ripples through this lifetime and all your connections in this lifetime. As a soul, it shifts who you are as a soul and what you're able to be as a soul in this life.
Thank you. Yeah, thank you.
You're welcome. Thanks for asking.
Definitely, definitely.
Yeah,
so that's...
But many people have done tons of energy work, and they're just like, it's not happening yet. I still have this thing. And we peel away tons of layers. There's no doubt about it. My goodness, there's a lot of amazing energy healers out there. But I love to get to the root of it and say bye-bye once and for all because we're here to live life. That's our purpose.
Yeah. And also to go to Andalusia, Spain.
Yeah.
That's another purpose, right?
Oh, you are good in your segue. A bonus. Yes, exactly. Then you have more space freed up to explore the magnificence of your inner universe, a week-long retreat adventure in Andalusia, Spain, that I'm doing at the end of September into the 1st of October. And this is a bonus coupon that you get $200 off that retreat because it is going to be spectacular. The place is phenomenal. Everything about it is phenomenal. I've been doing retreats for 6 years now, and I love doing retreats.
Mm.
It's called The Joy of Transformation and Transformation Through Joy. And you can read more about it on the it talks about quite a bit there. And the website, I'm not sure why the website isn't listed there, but it's soulradianceretreats.net talks more about it as well. But I think there's a way to click on that somehow.
Okay, I'll check on that. Okay,
great.
I think that was going to be available to those who bought, but let me just double check on that. So package B, this is my way of looking at things, right? So package B is $147. It's like Susan's writing you a $50 check because you get 200 off the retreat. So you actually,
yes.
Is that a weird way
yes.
of looking at things that actually,
no, not at all. It's true.
That's just looking
not
at
to
things.
Mention the discount for a 30-minute session that you get. Yep.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah.
All
exactly.
of the above.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
All right.
Yeah.
So, for
I
those
love,
of you,
I like your thinking.
Yeah.
I like the way you think.
Yeah. For those of you who've worked with Susan before, you'll know that her sessions are super, super special, really, really special. And I'm imagining that if you've worked with her before, you're probably going to want to work with her again. So package B is available for that intimate work. You can work with her
take
for
it
the
deeper.
Yep, exactly.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. It doesn't mean you have to look at the same stuff again. We take it the next level for sure.
Mm-hmm.
Yep.
Oh, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, beautiful. And then package A would be the course, all those items. So those two items are available here for everyone on the Wisdom Show. So thank you so much, Susan, for bringing them to all of us.
Absolutely. My honor and privilege.
Mm-hmm. Well, I'd like to get back to the phones briefly for a while. And then also there's another process that you want to finish up with, process number two. But, you know, I'd be remiss if I didn't ask you. So when we're looking at the subject today, the topic of awakening our spiritual essence, harnessing your true spiritual power, what have I forgotten to ask you? What information should come through for the group that maybe hasn't come through? Is there anything that you wanted to cover before we go to questions again?
Let's see. Let me step away from the energy of the package. For a moment, just to you know, when people talk about soul mastery, harnessing your spiritual power, intuitive connection, all of this for me is designed to be very practical, to allow you to live in this world in the fullest way possible. It wouldn't mean anything if this deep, sacred space of connection that you can develop with your guidance collective, with your universe, with your celestial heritage and soul family, the way it translates into life is the bottom line. And that is my greatest love, is to help you to be able to bring that into the very situations that you're having difficulty with. Mary Lee talked about helping her son, and we did, clearings on behalf of our children, and they're not even present, working at a soul level, to shift things, and it's not just information, but it's to help them to be all they can be, and that's really what we want. We want our lives to be full and free so that the contribution we make is available to us. We can't be available to contribute if our heart is crushed all the time, if we're not feeling connected, if we don't feel like we have our own spiritual power harnessed and available to us. We are a bit handicapped and limping a little in life. And that's what I want. I want you to have fulfillment and success. I am your divine cheerleader for inspiration and upliftment. And I want you to have a glorious life, not just Gloria, but everyone have a glorious life.
Thank you. Beautiful. So
mm-hmm.
kind.
Okay, well, I'm going to go to your, maybe it's literally your neighbor, Santa Monica, California.
Oh, that's so cute.
Yeah. 5589, you're live with Susan.
Hi.
Hi, Ann. Welcome.
Hi, Ann.
Hi.
Hello.
Tell me your name. Hello, neighbor.
Doing great. Yeah, hi, neighbor. My name is Maria.
Hello.
Hello.
You have a question, Maria?
Yes, my question is, again, I like want to live life fully, whole, in a whole sense, and I just found it very interesting that you said it could be stemming from the act of manifesting. I've been working on myself for years, many, many years, and cleared a lot. I know that, but what's keeping me from manifesting my own reality, like my own line of work and other material things? But it's you say it's from a soul level, possibly? Like I never considered that.
I know. Like, I know. That's why I'm here, to open that door for you of considering that that's the missing piece, so to speak. So for you, specifically, it relates to your masculine and feminine being at odds with each other. Your inner masculine, and this goes back to a soul wound that you had, your inner masculine is not working well with your feminine. So it's not supporting you. So the feeling is that they're at a bit of, when they're at odds against each other, it's like one has an agenda and the other has an agenda, and they're not unified. Do you see what I mean?
Yes. I feel that way.
So
I feel like
then
they're
something
separate.
Can't come through.
Do you know?
And that,
like,
is soul level. Yeah.
Yeah. Soul level.
I'm happy to help you with that. Yeah.
Yeah. The integration of that is what. Obviously, it's been a big problem. Okay.
Right, right. And it's particularly getting them working together at a soul level, sort of like, you know, that they're beloveds together. We all need to feel like the beloved that we talk about, that is a universal peace, lives within us. And then our manifestation is of that caliber. Yeah. Beautiful, Maria.
Thank
so
you.
So glad you brought that forth for everybody.
Okay.
All right, sweet love.
Thank you.
Thanks for calling in. Much love. Bye.
Thank you.
Okay, let's go to Bridgeport, Connecticut, on the other side of the country. 0798 Bridgeport, Connecticut. You're on live with Susan.
Hi, Ian and Susan. This is Rhonda.
Hi, Rhonda.
And
hi, Rhonda.
I guess I'm going to ask the same question everyone else is, only now I'm forgetting what's keeping me from accessing my soul gifts.
Okay. I'm having to go down a little labyrinth with you. It's really fun. Do you enjoy labyrinths?
I haven't been in one for a while, but I think they're pretty cool.
Yeah, I figured it must be the reason it's showing up. Okay. All right. So the feeling for you is that you have what I call a autopilot shutdown mechanism. Do you know what I mean? Where you don't feel motivated, where you feel like if something's not working, it's like, oh, okay, whatever, you know, a little bit like that.
Uh-huh.
You know what I mean by that?
Yeah, I think so.
Yeah, it's just a feeling of, you know, some people are fighters. You're not a fight or flight person. You're just a, oh, it's not worth it kind of thing. It must not be the right, you know, you rationalize, it must not be the right time for me. It must not be right for me because it's just not happening. Do you see what I mean by that?
Yeah, for me, it's more the how I view it is I know things are changing, but they haven't gelled yet.
Mm-hmm,
so I'm having to sort of wait and
yes.
work on clearing obstacles at the same time.
Okay, great. So here's the problem with waiting and clearing off obstacles, okay? I'm so glad you brought this up. Everyone will really enjoy this. My guides have taught me how to do something that's not about clearing obstacles, because then you're constantly clearing. You know, then you get into a pattern of saying that I have to clear this, I have to clear this, my life work is about clearing this, my life work is about learning lessons. That gets a little boring, doesn't it? Oh, I got more to clear, I got to wait, I got more to clear. When I say there's a shutdown mechanism, there's actually a feeling that it's not okay. The bounty, the abundance, there isn't a place for your abundance here. There isn't a place. It's not seen or understood here, and that's your childhood as well. It reflected, your soul wounds reflect in childhood. There's no place, there's no understanding support for what I am bringing here. So I'm just going to have to keep clearing myself and working on it and clearing myself and working on it. What if you harnessed your infinite power, which your soul really does have, believe it or not, uniquely yours. Yeah. What if you harnessed that and brought that in and said, okay, this is just going to flush out anything that doesn't fit anymore, because that's how the true creative process works. When you bring in something you value more than the old stuff, it falls away. The debris just falls away. When you go, I am deeply in love with, where did the fear go? It goes.
Yeah.
It's gone. Okay? That's a twist of things that I want to help you with, if you're available for the package, to help you with to harness that power again, because it's not at the human level, it's a soul level for you, to get you feeling like it's worth it for me to kick into gear, get that motorcycle going, whatever it is, and not go through a labyrinth of life. That's where the labyrinth fits in. You're going through the labyrinth instead of just going, I'm going for life. Okay?
Mm-hmm.
And I'm going to create because I'm a grand creator.
Oh, okay.
You are a grand creator. Feel it.
Yeah.
Feel it.
Yeah.
Down to your toes.
Sitting here with my knitting and
that's great.
Yeah, well, thank you.
It's so very welcome. Good. Just take it all in. Say yes.
All right, Rhonda.
Thank you so much.
Report back on your creation. All right, sweet soul. Thank you for calling. Much love. All right, beautiful. Well, Susan, I think time is here. The time has come for part two of your process.
Okay. Well, since we slipped in that other one that I wasn't planning to do, I'm trying to decide, not mentally, but discerning which of the other two wants to come forward at this moment in time. Maybe we'll put them together. How much time do we have? About 5 minutes, 10 minutes?
Yeah, 5 to 10 minutes. Just whatever feels right.
Let's
whatever
do it.
Feels right. Yeah.
Now that we're all full and free, and we just talked about being a grand creator, let's do it this way. I'm gonna create it as I go, which is my favorite thing to do.
Okay.
Okay. Hello, everyone. I'm so glad that we can do this together. So, yay, community, whether you're listening today or whenever, I want you to feel yourself just being present. And if you heard about the stars earlier, bring that aurora borealis, the stars in the sky around you, wrapping yourself with it, bringing it into your heart space. I am a grand creator surrounded by a universe of stars is connected to everything, everywhere. And then hold your hands out in front of you. palms facing up, and the energy is already there for everyone. We'll go through it fairly quickly because you can listen to it again and slow it down. But for now, just feel that energy in your palms. And what I want you to do with the energy of in your palms is feel a sense of receptivity. I am available to receive. I am available to receive infinite power and all that my soul and all that my guidance collective wants to bring to me right now. And you are holding your very essence. And I want you to imagine that there is another essence in front of you, a being, a supreme being. Maybe it's a flower, whatever it is, just imagine with your creative imagination or your feeling sensation a being in front of you. And take a breath and say, you are welcome here, my great friend. For I know that you are going to assist me to have a greater sense of destiny, purpose, and mission. I receive you as the one who holds the deepest knowledge of who I am and loves me absolutely. Feel the love and appreciation exuding from this being presence, the understanding. Allow it to come as close as you wish to show you how much it loves you and knows you. Know that it knows all your challenges, your weaknesses, but it knows your greatness and it wants to ignite that. To help you know the greatest joy that could be known. And feel like it is a part of you, this larger dimension of you, that's ready to accompany you into your life as your best friend. And it may be the one that inspires and uplifts you. Do not leave home without it ever again. It wants to help you make choices. For choices have a big part to play in how we move forward. Feel its high presence, for that's what it carries for you. Just take a few breaths and be with it for a moment as we welcome it in. And maybe you don't see anything yet, but know that it will come to you in a moment when you're not thinking, this presence that you are welcoming in. Now we're going to take it down a path. It can lead you down the path. It can stand beside you on that path. Feel how you want this presence of the larger dimension of you connected to that larger guidance and your soul family and all that you've been for eons knows you so deeply. Coming with you down this path and as it takes you down this path of your choosing, how you see it or feel it, smell it, taste it, whatever it is for you right now. Maybe there's pine trees on either side. Maybe you're parting the Red Sea and it's on the ocean and you're on a boat. Whatever it is. As you move on that path, notice yourself walking into a large area, a stadium, an arena, the Roman Colosseum. It could be ancient. It could be present tense. A large area that can hold much. And the two of you are going to walk to the middle of that arena, that space. And as you walk into that space, feel your angel wings just opened up. Feel something shift in you to be in this sacred space of your ancient knowledge of your essence and your beingness. Thanking this beautiful being for what it has held through for years. And then it says to you, you're not done yet. Oh, and you go, really? More magic than this? Oh, yes. Take a breath. Remember your hands are in front of you saying, I am available to receive. And then either very quickly, instantly, or very slowly, you look around the arena, or you have your eyes closed and you sense in the arena the presence of a multitude of beings. Maybe they're angels. Maybe it's ponies, puppies, beams of light, fireflies, flowers, an arena filled with stars maybe. And as you stand in the middle of the arena, you say, I am available to receive this guidance collective that has always been a part of me, that I am now choosing to bring in more closely, fearlessly, from my heart. With my special friend with me as my guide and guardian of the sacredness of my essence. And just feel what happens in you, the increase of the nature of your nobility, your love, your purity, your confidence. What is it that wells up in you, feeling all of this love, support, and knowing of you so deeply in understanding and feeling seen when it is there with you now. Just take that in with deep appreciation for the abiding presence that has always been there, that you are now receiving in through your hands, into your heart, into the depth of your being. And say thank you. And we're not going to go back down the path. We're going to stay here because we want you to know that this is always with you. Never leaving again. And you can be in this arena anytime you wish to feel the glory and the bounty, the abundance that is yours and always has been. We thank you, thank you, thank you. And so may it be from this moment forward.
Blessings. Thank you so much for that beautiful, beautiful journey.
Thank you, thank you.
Mm-hmm.
So beautiful. Well, Susan, thank you so much for everything that you've shared today, sharing your wisdom and your guidance and your teachings and bringing the heightened states of awareness to this community today. It's been wonderful having you on the show. And such deep gratitude. Thank you so much, sweet soul.
Oh, thank you so much, Ian. Thank you for your presence and what you draw forth from so many. Thank you, thank you, thank you.
Mm-hmm. All right, beautiful sacred souls, thank you so much to all of you for being here, for listening, and it is really our desire, but it's our wish that these shows enrich your lives, that you find what you're looking for, that you are expanded, that your consciousness is expanded, that your vibrations are raised. So thank you all for being here and being part of this community. Much love to everyone. We thank Divine Mother, Divine Father, Mother Earth and Father Sun. We thank the Ancient Ones. We thank the beautiful, divine, beloved beings of love, light, power, and service. Much love to everyone. Namaste. Bye now.